This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona.
Kind of a big deal.
Of ESPN 104.5's After Further Review. Since Matt craves the spotlight so much.
I'm very important.
We're giving him a moment each day on the only radio station that's won more awards than he has. So because Michelle's being nice, here's Matt's Moment on Eagle 98.1.
All right, Matt, happy Friday to you.
And to you.
Are you excited?
Excited.
You look busy.
Busy. Big news whenever an LSU football player tweets blessed with the prayer hands, especially one that's currently serving a 2-year suspension, who's a former 5-star that LSU fans have been anxiously awaiting some hope of a renewal of his case with the NCAA. And then a Sports Illustrated reporter who used to work in Baton Rouge replies with the news that the NCAA has reopened the case concerning cornerback Christian Fulton. Significant news. So I'm sure a lot of people know this story by now. Fulton was suspended, we found out, for 2 years for falsifying a drug test. He tried to put somebody else's urine in a cup, and he got caught doing it, and the penalty for that is a 2-year suspension. His family, he sat out all of last year. His family retained an attorney. And they're trying to get claiming new evidence to try to get the NCAA to reopen the case to lessen the suspension. The NCAA was not obligated to do that, Michelle. And today we found out from Ross Dellinger that the NCAA has, in fact, reopened Christian Fulton's case. So that's massive. You're looking at a position where LSU has Greedy Williams at one cornerback. He's an All-American, going to be a first-round draft pick. But after Greedy, you got a whole lot of nothing. I'm not saying guys that aren't talented know the potential, but nobody with experience, and you candidly talk to people out at LSU, and they'll tell you that Christian Fulton may actually be a better prospect than Greedy Williams. Let's not forget, he was a 5-star, one of the best cornerbacks in the entire country coming out of Rummel. So, man, for Ed Ogeron, for Dave Aranda's defense, if this goes well, and they're able to get Christian Fulton eligible, and now you have Greedy and Christian Fulton as your starting cornerbacks, that's as good a starting cornerback tandem as you've had probably since Patrick Peterson and Mo Claiborne. So just a massive, massive deal to get this reopened. And the timing, obviously, as LSU's getting ready to go to fall camp. So that's fantastic news, and that's kept me busy. The other news, Michelle, though, is that there's a sports book, Bet Online. They released the odds for which SEC coach is going to be fired first. Ed Ogeron, 9-4 odds. Ed Ogeron is fighting a lot of perception right now, and the guys that control money in Vegas are going, yep, that's probably going to be you, Cat Daddy.
The season hasn't even started yet.
Well, this
Please.
Is what we do, though, but you pay attention when it's Vegas because they actually have tangible assets backing this up.
Right.
I mean, that's how they have the big shiny buildings out there in Las Vegas.
Sure.
Is typically they know. So, but this news today is a really big step for Ed, for this whole program, as they get ready for the 2019 season.
All right, Matt, thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend. Matt's Moment every day on Southern Rock around 420. And in case you missed it, you can always catch up on my blog at eagle98.1.com. And under lineup, click on Michelle Southern.